A summit meeting for NATO. That's not the never-ending Afghanistan transforming operation. No, no, no. NATO is the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, born after World War II. The alliance that faced the Soviets in the Cold War seems far from that mission today as NATO leaders gather in Chicago.
Just as we've sacrificed together for our common security, we will stand together united in our determination to complete this mission.
This mission, of course, refers to the 10-year war in Afghanistan, NATO's big operation. Some of NATO's members may come and go with boots on the ground in Afghanistan, but the NATO presence there has meant that the U.S. can say the war is a coalition effort. The dual agenda for NATO is evident in the meeting in Chicago, where leaders must both define the Afghanistan mission and refine once again the identity of NATO once troops pull out of Afghanistan, expected to be in 2014. David Sanger joins us, chief Washington correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. He has more on the NATO summit. David, welcome back to the program.
Good to be back with you, John.
Is there a dual mission for this meeting, defining what is NATO and, you know, essentially giving clarity to the NATO mission in Afghanistan?
Well, the NATO mission right now is all about how quickly do you leave and how do you stage that leaving. And what President Obama has been trying to do is to make sure that you don't have too many people heading to the exits too quickly. I mean, you have a new French president who told him from the first day of the meeting that he was going to stick to his campaign promise to leave earlier than France had in mind. Others are leaving along the way, but everybody is supposed to be out, save for our enduring presence, and we can get back to that in a bit, by the end of 2014, which isn't all that far away. So this is a question of how you wind down this mission. All the old identity questions of whether or not NATO can fight an out-of-area war, which is what it's doing here, those are from a few years ago.
Now, combat operations will continue, according to General John Allen, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, who spoke at a news conference over the weekend. What does that mean exactly?
Well, be a little careful about what his wording is. Yes, combat operations will continue, but starting in the summer of 2013, next summer, the United States and the other NATO allies will be turning the lead entirely over to Afghan troops, whether they're ready for it or not. What that means is that they're supposed to go out and secure all of the country, not just the parts they're supposed to be in charge of now, which are largely those outside of the areas where the Taliban are a significant threat. And then they're only supposed to call on the NATO forces when they get into significant trouble. And then, of course, after the end of 2014, the NATO forces won't be there, save for what we're guessing will be 10 to 15,000 American special forces and drone operators and so forth behind the high walls of a number of different bases.
Describing the post-2014 world, which is on the agenda as President Obama meets with NATO leaders in Chicago, the latest NATO summit taking a look at what's going to happen in Afghanistan after 2014 when combat troops are expected to be pulled out. David Sanger, chief Washington correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. To hear his weekly Washington report, visit our website, thetakeaway.org. Thanks, David.
Thank you, John.
With a different point of view on the NATO gathering in Chicago, we spoke with Hasina Jurjan from Kabul about her hopes and expectations of this gathering. She's founder and country director of Aid Afghanistan for Education and co-author of Toughing It Out in Afghanistan. Welcome to the program, Hasina.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
You know, I'm wondering if this is just another meeting where leaders far from your home presume to have the fate of your country in their hands, or is there something special and decisive about this NATO meeting in Chicago?
Well, that's a very interesting question, because people here are wondering why we're having another conference wasting millions of dollars and when we don't really have a result of all the previous conferences yet. However, everybody's there, and I'm hoping that they will come up with some decisive decisions made.
There's been a lot of talk, and the president has said it, President Obama has said it, that there is a post-2014 future that he's concerned about, and that, of course, 2014 is the moment when U.S. troops will be gone, finally, if they stay on schedule. Do you think the people of Afghanistan are ready to begin their post 2014 future right now?
It's very interesting, because this is a very American approach and maybe an international or a Western approach. where in Afghanistan, we don't really project. We live day by day. And in fact, setting up a departure date for the international forces has empowered the insurgents more than working for us in Afghanistan.
If the Taliban or representatives from the Taliban were at this meeting, would you be more reassured by that in the sense that they might actually come to some deal? Or do you prefer to have them out of the picture and in the background?
I think I would have been really, really worried if the representative of the Taliban had been sitting in this meeting. I think we shouldn't really waste our time when we can do the real work, which is educating the Afghans and creating jobs for them.
Don't allow the Taliban to set the agenda either in NATO or on the ground in Afghanistan. That's the words of Hasina Sherjan, who's founder and country director of Aid Afghanistan for Education and co-author of the book Toughing It Out in Afghanistan. So finally, Hasina, there has been talk that the Taliban's attempt to project on the ground that they are a military force to be reckoned with. Some have said within NATO that, in fact, they're projecting their weakness in this spring offensive. Do you have any sort of hopeful sense that the Taliban are as weakened and discredited as NATO officials would like us to believe they are?
I don't see that they are weakening. They're doing what they have always been doing. And their mission is really to die for their philosophy in life. So there's a big long line of people waiting to die while we want to live.
The choice between life and death for the people of Afghanistan. Hasina Sherjan speaking to us from Kabul about her hopes and expectations for the NATO gathering in Chicago. She's founder and country director of Aid Afghanistan for Education, co-author of Toughing It Out in Afghanistan. Hasina, good luck and thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.